No, sorry, I'm going to redo that. Bobbies are Boring, episode 21. Let's kick it. Last week on the show, Justin Timberlake and Paula's biological father appeared on the show. Also, Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney were here jamming while two sesame seeds reunited in the desert. Today, we'll see Paula return to the show. Also, robots! You're on? Ebony and ivory live together in perfect harmony.
Okay, enough of that. Where do we go now?
Let's take the trout yogurt to Electra.
Way to follow the script, loser.
Actually, it's in the player's guide.
Same thing, really. Really looking forward to going back into the Monopoly building.
I can't wait to get to the elevator.
I'm just gonna take the stairs. So are you okay to just take the elevator?
Am I okay? Yeah, I think I'll be fine.
This elevator takes you to the 47th floor. I assume that's where you want to go.
Yeah, that's great. Sorry, ma'am. I've gotta say that I like big hips and I cannot lie. All the foresight can't deny that when a girl walks in with the kind of big waist that takes up so much space you get stuck. You wanna pull up the stuff that makes you smell all tough. I see that your jeans are tearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Is it odd that I wanna get with ya and take your picture? My homeboys tried to warn me that your hips are big.
This is so corny.
Ooh, Mrs. Big Hips. My Skyrunner cruises like a Benz. So come with me before I'm found by Tony.
Who's the Sting?
Let's both go dancing. I'm bad at romance and I sweat. And you bet that I've dressed up like Boba Fett. All kids are just the same, hating on to whom I spit my game. I've got the bottle rockets girl to make the fool step off. A punch they do pack. So lady, lady,
wait, what?
Do you have what it takes to save
are
me?
You talking?
So take me and don't make me go insane, kill you out of angst. Lady, come back. Lady. Lady. Big hip lady, come back.
Oh
man.
So good.
You are sick, little boy! If I see you again, I will wring your neck!
Yeah, whatever. No, we're not doing that.
So where's Electra?
Looks like things have changed in here.
Input the password.
Salami.
9, 8,
Nest,
7,
do you know anything?
6.
Slippy ship is
5,
in the docking bay.
4. Correct. Please proceed.
Were Earthbound and Star Fox even remotely connected?
Nope.
Ah, there's another one.
Please input the security password.
Slippy ship is in the docking bay.
9. 8, 7,
the password doesn't
6,
work.
Crap,
5,
why?
It's wrong.
4, 3,
obviously.
2,
oh.
1.
Oh man, I'm out of bottle rockets.
So we actually have to fight this guy? For real?
Well, we could run.
Actually, we can't run from this fight.
Oh hey, I do have a bottle rocket, never mind.
I should probably insert a comment here about how bottle rockets make the game a little too simple, but I won't.
Whatever. Hey, this is the lecture's room.
Hey, look at this. It's my two favorite boys in the whole city, and I do not doubt that you two have brought my beloved Proud Yogurt machine for me.
Yep, we got it.
Oh, good. I cannot wait to read the latest Proud Yogurts.
Wait, read? I thought it was an ice cream machine.
Oh, no. It dispenses comic strips, you know, and I got the first 16 pages already, okay? But I need this machine to get the rest.
Oh, all right, let's see one.
Okay, I'll dispense the one I missed. Okay. It seems to be broken or something.
Maybe there are only 16 pages.
That's impossible. Who would make an award-winning comic strip that's only 16 pages long? That's pretty retarded. You know, the author would have to be mentally handicapped or something.
Well, that sucks. Anyway, we're glad you got your machine, but we've got to find Paula.
Well, oh hey, I smell technology and baloney.
It's a robot again. This one looks a little different, though.
Clink, clink, ding,
snap! Clank.
Clank.
We can't kill this guy.
Why?
The sandwich. We must eat the sandwich.
I would love to eat that sandwich.
We should eat the sandwich.
Actually, I'ma hit him. It's not working.
It's the sandwich.
Is it a magic sandwich?
No, it's a bologna sandwich.
How do we stop this thing?
We should unplug it.
That'll never work. That idea is so dumb. You are so stupid. I am smart. Run-on sentence.
Well, I'm out of ideas then. I guess we're gonna die. Yo, man! Unplug the robot! Oh, here it goes. See, Ness, I told you so. Well, see you guys!
Well, that was nice of him. Anyway, let's go through this door.
Please don't hurt me, I don't have Paula!
Where's Paula?
I don't know, she left earlier in the fourth helicopter!
Okay. But where's Paula?
Ness, he just answered that.
I will kill this bear!
Meanwhile, in another location...
So, Trisha, how'd you like the helicopter?
Oh, it's okay, but, you know, the seven I have back home are way better and go faster. Like this one time I was flying to Canada to meet the Prime Minister because we met on MySpace, and it just so happened
Trisha, dear, huh? Do you know why I brought you on the helicopter today?
Because we're super cool friends.
Yes. That is it exactly. So much, in fact, I want to show you the Great Pyramids. Close up.
Oh my god, Paula, you're the best!
Hey, did your dad ever like...
Oh my god, I love this song! Sing with me, Paula!
Okay.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I want to
turn around, oh, Ness. Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight, Ness. And I need you more than ever.
If I only choke you right,
wait, what?
You'll be fast asleep forever.
And I'd love you and love you just right. Ness, we'd never be wrong. Together we can take it till the end of the line.
My need to kill you, Trisha, is my only right.
Only right? I don't know what to do, and I'm always in the darkness.
Your living is an insult, and I'll see that it stops. I'm gonna kill you tonight. Your death is coming, feel the fright.
Forever!
and lived she loved Ness, but now she's only falling off a helicopter!
There's nothing I can do, Ness, at all!
So then, I was like, be careful, Paula, and she was like, nah, I'm gonna die, and she did, so I just chilled with the mole. He was pretty cool. I'd definitely fight him again.
That's pretty ballin'.
Chad Warden be ballin'.
So, is that like the same time when you got that melody, or was that the other time?
Yeah, it was the same time, but really, I didn't need her anyway, because I'm awesome.
You know, you sound like you're a pretty bossom level-headed boy. Have you ever considered, you know, like running for city council or something?
Yeah, I considered running for mayorism that one time, but then my mom was all like, you got to go to school and stuff, so I got discouraged.
Oh, well, whenever you beat that game, feel free to come visit me here, Neth. I would love to talk to people about your travels, Neth, especially with you.
Sorry, I've been down the road before, and I'm just not into pedophiles. I apologize.
Oh, that's cool. You know, I'm not really into little boys anymore. I mean, again. No, wait, I'm not anymore.
What about little girls?
Well, let me tell you about a dream I had. Unrelated to little girls, I mean, a little bit. You know, in the dream, I was told by a shadowy figure not to let the two boys and girl go to Scariba. I wasn't sure what it meant at the time, but it kept my kids from vacationing there with my wife and I for years. But anyway, now I know what it meant. It was for you, Ness. Apparently in Scariba, something big is happening. Something huge. You know, the crap has hit the fan. Or one could say, or hit the sand. But seriously, I digress.
Maybe Paula's back by now. Let's go to the helipad and check.
Ness?
Pokey, hey, what's up?
Hey, man, not much. I'm just chilling here waiting to steal the helicopter.
How long till it's back?
It couldn't be too much longer. You guys want to play Uno while we wait?
Actually, I think I can see it now.
Well, hey, it's Paula.
Oh, hey guys. Alright, looks like I'm running a little late.
Hey, can I get those keys?
Oh, yeah, sure, here you go. I'm done with it.
Okay, cool.
Wait a minute, Pokey, aren't you mad at us for some reason?
Oh yeah. You guys suck! Spankity, spankity, spankity!
Well, great! Now how will we get to the beach?
I think I have an idea.
So where do you think Pokey will go?
Gas tank's too much empty.
Curse you, Ness and friends!
So, Ness and Jeff were able to recover Paula and save the day once again.
Hello!
Who is this?
This is the mayor of Forsyth, hello!
I already answered you. How are you getting through?
I'm on a walkie-talkie. This is channel 14. I use that one! On a totally secret clubhouse funhouse or bottom channel! You should get your own frequency. 10-4, good buddy, I'm with you over and out. 4-7, I'm awesome for this reason. Okay, bye.
These people, anyway. Join us next time when I've gotten all of this crap figured out. Here on... Armies of Orange!
Hey, this is really cool because I had, like, friends on my walkie-talkie. That's never happened before. I just bought them one time in this Canadian Tire and people said that people were going to be listening to me all the time, but nobody ever really talked. Yo, what's going on here? Oh, crap.
Yo, I'll be listening and I'll find out that they're really fake luckies of the Runaway Five imitating me but doing a bad job of it. Yo, I don't understand that. It's so whack.
Uh-oh.
Yo, I'm going to beat you to death if I find
I better turn this off.